I'd never been to jail, right? But I felt like I knew what to do. You know? Because I'd seen movies, I'd seen TV shows. I know when you go to jail, it's like you fucking act like you belong in jail. You know what I mean? I fucking strutted in there. I was like, hey, fellas, I'm home. You know. I went up to the biggest fucking guy in that jail. I looked him in the eye and I was like, just, I'll do whatever you want. I'll suck your dick. I don't care. Just don't let them hurt me. There were some surprising things about the process. The booking process was not what I expected because, well, the first thing that surprised me was the fingerprinting procedure. Because I thought, like, fingerprinting, I thought it was just straightforward. You know, it's like, no. It is so much more homoerotic than I ever would have imagined. Because the arresting officer has to make sure that he gets a good print. So he gently guides your fingers from the ink pad onto the scanner. At a certain point, he was like, your fingers are so dirty. I was like, is this standard operating procedure? He's like, yeah, don't tell me how to fucking do my job. This is how you do it. They do a retina scan. I didn't even know we had that technology. It's when they literally, you know, they take a laser picture of your eyeball. I took off my pants. I took off my underpants. I fucking bent over, squatted, spread my butt cheeks, coughed. The officer's like, why are you doing that? And I was like, I don't have to do that. He's like, no, like, you just had a suspended license. I don't need to know what's up your asshole. I was like, so what should I do with this little baggie filled with heroin? He's like, just put it back. I'm like, all right, so. <sighs> 22 hours I was in jail for this shit. Literally longer than anybody has ever been in jail before. Were you more than 22 hours?
No, you got me beat.
I got the guy who sent in a bomb threat to an airline beat. And when you're looking at the kind of time that I was looking at, essay, you know, you got a choice to make. You can either do your time or you can let your time do you. I did my time. I got my GED while I was in there. I started mentoring youth who were at risk for having an interregnum in their auto insurance. So 22 hours, they let me out. I have to go back to the precinct to pick up my car. And as I'm picking up the car, I see the guys who arrested me now showing up to work on the following day. And they're like, oh, you just getting out now? I'm like, yeah, I'm just getting out now. They're like, oh, because we had a whole day. Like, we went canoeing and we did spin art, you know. Yeah, they did spin art, you guys. That's right, that's what they said. And it occurs to me as I'm talking to them that nothing in my legal status has changed from the moment I got arrested for driving this car until now when I'm about to drive this car again. And they very well could arrest me if I try to drive this car again. And I go, are you gonna arrest me if I try to drive this car again? And they go, we don't know. And So I get into the car, and as I'm about to leave, the one guy goes, hey, let me ask you something. I go, what? He goes, it was jail. I'm like, how was jail? It was terrible. It was awful. Like, you know, the food was terrible. There was like no place to sit. It was crowded. It was hot. It was boring. And he looks at the other cop and he goes, well, 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 looks like we got ourselves a regular Walter Kerr here. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you guys so much. Thank you. My name is Michael Ian Black. Good night.